Welcome to Cypherpunk Notes, where we explore digital privacy and sovereignty, not just the how, but the why. Whether you're just starting to question big tech or you're ready to encrypt everything, this is your guide to taking back control of your digital life. Your laptop gets stolen, your hard drive fails and you send it for data recovery, your cloud storage gets breached. A border agent demands to search your device. In any of these scenarios, what happens to your files depends on one thing. Are they encrypted? If they're not, everything is exposed. Your documents, your photos, your financial records, all readable by whoever has access. Let's fix that. We've talked about encrypted messaging, secure email, and protecting your browsing. But what about the files that live on your devices? Your tax documents, your journal, your business plans, your photos. Today we're encrypting them. Here's the reality. Most of your files are stored in plain text. Anyone with physical access to your device can read them. Anyone who compromises your cloud storage can download them. Anyone who intercepts your backups can open them. File encryption changes that. An encrypted file is unreadable without the key. It looks like random garbage to anyone who doesn't have the password. Even if someone steals your laptop, even if they pull the hard drive and connect it to another machine, they get nothing useful. This matters in several scenarios: device theft or loss, laptops get stolen, phones get left in taxis. If your sensitive files are encrypted, theft becomes an inconvenience instead of a catastrophe. Cloud storage, Dropbox, Google Drive, iCloud, they all have access to your files. They can be subpoenaed, breached, or simply curious. Encrypting before uploading means you control access, not them. Border crossings. In many countries, including the US, border agents can demand access to your devices. Encrypted containers give you options. Data recovery and disposal. When hard drives fail or you sell old equipment, encrypted data stays private even if it's technically recoverable. For files that live on your computer, VeraCrypt is the gold standard. It's free, open source, and has been audited by security researchers. VeraCrypt creates encrypted containers, virtual drives that live as a single file on your system. When you mount a container with your password, it appears as a normal drive. You can save files to it, open them, edit them. When you dismount it, everything locks up and becomes unreadable. Here's how to get started. Download VeraCrypt from veracrypt.fr. It's available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. Install it like any other application. Create a new container. Open VeraCrypt and click Create Volume. Choose Create an Encrypted File Container. Select Standard VeraCrypt Volume unless you have specific reasons for a hidden volume. Choose location and size. Pick where to save your container file and how big it should be. Start with something modest, maybe 1 to 1 GB for documents. You can always create larger containers later. Select encryption. The defaults are good, AES encryption with SHA-512 hash. These are battle-tested and secure. Set a strong password. This is critical. Your encryption is only as strong as your password. Use a passphrase, multiple random words, at least 20 characters, something like correct horse battery staple, but longer and more random. Your password manager can generate this. Format the volume. VeraCrypt will create your encrypted container. This takes a moment. Mount and use. Select a drive letter, click mount, enter your password. Your encrypted container appears as a drive. Save sensitive files there. When you're done, click Dismount. Make this a habit. Anything sensitive, tax documents, contracts, personal journals, financial records, goes in the encrypted container. Everything else can stay normal. VeraCrypt is perfect for local files, but it's clunky for cloud storage. Syncing a large container file every time you change one document is inefficient. Enter Cryptomator. It's designed specifically for encrypting files before they sync to cloud storage. Cryptomator creates a vault inside your cloud folder. Each file is encrypted individually, so only changed files sync. Your cloud provider sees encrypted blobs with randomized names. They have no idea what's inside. Setup is straightforward. Download Cryptomator from cryptomator.org. It's open source and available for all platforms, including mobile. Create a vault. Open Cryptomator and click Add Vault, then create New Vault. Choose a location inside your Cloud Sync folder, your Dropbox, Google Drive, or whatever you use. Set a password. Same rules as VeraCrypt. Strong, unique, memorable. Store it in your password manager. Unlock and use. When you unlock your vault, Cryptomator creates a virtual drive. Save files there just like any folder. They automatically encrypt and sync to your cloud storage. The beauty is seamless integration. You get the convenience of cloud sync with the security of client-side encryption. Your cloud provider becomes a dumb storage locker. They hold your stuff but can't peek inside. Here's how I recommend setting this up. For truly sensitive local files, things you don't need in the cloud, use VeraCrypt. Create a container on your local drive. Tax documents, legal papers, anything that should never leave your machine goes there. For files you want accessible across devices, use Cryptomator with your existing cloud storage. Work documents, project files, things you need on your laptop and phone. They're encrypted before upload, decrypted when you need them. For everyday files that aren't sensitive, don't bother encrypting. Your music library doesn't need protection. Neither do your memes or your public project files. Encryption has overhead. Use it where it matters. The key insight: defense in depth. Your device has full disk encryption. We'll cover that soon. Your cloud storage has Cryptomator. Your most sensitive files have VeraCrypt. Layers of protection mean no single failure exposes everything. A few warnings. Backups matter more now. If you lose your password, your files are gone. There's no recovery, no reset, no forgot password link. That's the point, but it means you must have secure password backups. Your password manager, a written backup in a safe location, something. Encryption isn't magic. It protects data at rest, files sitting on a drive. It doesn't protect files when they're open on your screen. It doesn't protect you from keyloggers or malware that watches what you type. It's one tool in the toolkit, not a complete solution. Performance is minimal. Modern computers handle encryption effortlessly. You might notice a slight delay when mounting containers, but day-to-day use feels normal. Start small. You don't need to encrypt everything today. Pick your most sensitive files, financial documents, personal journals, whatever keeps you up at night, and encrypt those. Build the habit gradually. Encrypted files are files only you can read. VeraCrypt for local storage, Cryptomator for cloud sync. Both are free, both are open source, both are trusted by security professionals worldwide. This is practical sovereignty. Your documents, your control, your keys. Next episode, we put it all together. Your complete privacy workflow. Integrating every tool we've covered into daily habits that actually stick. Until then, stay private, stay sovereign. Until then, stay private, stay sovereign. Learn more at cypherpunkschool.com. This has been Cypherpunk Notes.